We're on the Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis at the top. So Rav Yehuda learns by Chalitza that we had need Lashon HaKodesh in the word Kocha. So Rav Yehuda Hai V'Onsa V'Omra Mai Ovid, the Rabban learned it from V'Onsa V'Omra and Exer Shavet Levim. So what does he need V'Onsa V'Omra for? Miboyle Lagmuri LaLevim to Lashon HaKodesh. He doesn't learn the Levim have to be the brachas and klos, have to be Lashon HaKodesh from call from Moshe Rabbeinu, but he learns a taka from Chalitza. Mura says, the Leilif call me Moshe. Why doesn't he learn like the Rabbanan from call from Moshe? Aniya gomer. Call o gomer. When he learned from his Rebbe, he learned that there's a kalvachomer in these parashios from the word aniya and not from the word call. And you can't learn a Gzeres Shoveh unless you're Mekabla from your Rebbe. And the Pashtus, they didn't learn every Gzeres Shoveh exactly what it was. But they were, the Mesorah was that in this Parsha, this word was given as a Gzeres Shoveh to a word in a different Parsha. Okay. Rav Yehuda Hai Gzeres Shoveh Daniya V'Amira May Ovid Lei Aniya Aniya Gomar Gzeres Shoveh Daniya Aniya Lomad Mirabo Gzeres Shoveh De Kol Kol Lo Shoma Ve'in Adam Don Gzeres Shoveh Elim Ken Kibla. Okay. Tanya Nami Hochi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol Mokum Shenemer, Ko, Kocha, Aya, Va'amira, Enuel Lashon HaKodesh. Ko Savorchu, Ko is what's it called, Ko is Ko Savorchu by Birkas Kohanim, Kocha de Chalitza, Kocha is where by Chalitza he learns in Lashon HaKodesh, Aniya Va'amira de Levim, and the Aniya Va'amira is by the Levim. Brochos Uklovus Ketzet, and he doesn't learn it from call like the Chachomim, but he learns it from the Ani of Amira, just the opposite, to from Chalitza, where he has a Betherish apostate, Kocha, that is Beloshon HaKodesh. Okay, Kol Makom Shenemar, Kol Kocha, Ani of Amira, Bedover HaTali Bedibor, something that's Tali Bedibor, these words mean the Dibor has to be Beloshon HaKodesh, Einu Ela Loshon HaKodesh. Hochi Garcina Ko, Kosavorhu Kolomar, Leinyan Nesias Kapayim Itmar, the Alfi Le Rabon Le Kamon Begzerishova, Vosra Behud Le Meimar Begufoksiv. You don't need a Gzerishova by Birkas Kohanim. The fact that it says Kosavorhu means Lashon HaKodesh. Kocha de Chalitza Ani of Amira de Levium, Velo Garcina Milavium. Because you don't learn it from the Levium, we learn the Levium from Chalitza. Kolomar Leinyan Levium, Omar the Alfi Le, Rabbanan, be kol, ba'asi'iyu lemeimar, dema'aniya aniya yalfi miyavama, d'chsiv ba'kocha. By miyavama it says kocha, so we don't need a limu to chalitza, but from chalitza we learn through the levium. Okay. Brochos uklavos ketzat, kivan sha'ovri silas hayardein, tonu rabbanan, haloheima be'aver hayardein, me'aver liyardein ve'elich, divra b'yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that it's not immediately after the Yarden, but Har agrees him, and Har Evel were far away from the Yarden. Achrei derech mevo Hashemesh, makom shechama zorachas, right, it's far away from the east, in other words, in the west already, the other side of the Yarden, or the west side of the Yarden, far away, mevo Hashemesh, he learns, means where the sun rises. Be'eretz haknani hayoshe barova, Elu Hargrizim v'har Evel sheyoshim v'hem Kusim. These are talking the Hargrizim and Evel, which today the Kusim live in, which today also the, what's it called, the Shomronim, live in Har Brocha, which is Hargrizim. Right. Mul HaGilgal, Samuch LeGilgal. Eitzel Eloni Moreh, Shem. Right. Mul HaGilgal, what's it called, means close to Gilgal, but near Eloni Mora, which is Shem. Lahalan Omer, how do you know that it's Shem? Vayavar Avram Boretz, Ad Makom Shem, Ad Elon Mora. Ma Elon Mora, Omer Lahalan Shem, Afkan Shem. So that's what the Rebbe holds. Rebbe holds that Har Grizim Har Eva, the place where the Kusim live today, that's Haka hold that that's Har Grizim Har Eva, and it's near Shechem. And it's really, it's Haka not near Gilgal. Rashi. Halohema Bever Ayardin, Kasha Yusova Midbar, Nemer Lahem, Simone Hargrizim Ve'evil. They were told to them when they were still in the Midbar, on the other side of the Yarden, the east side of the Yarden, they were told this, what's it called, these Simonim, where they're going to find Hargrizim and Har Evil. Umakomam Shein Be'ever Hashem Nishal Yarden, which is on the other side of the Yarden, the west side. Yisrael Hayu L'Mizrach Yarden. At that point, they were on the east side of the Yarden. Kedusi B'nei Gad U'B'nei Ruvain, Lokt U'Nachlosim Le'ever Liyarden Yericho Kedma Mizracha. The Nemar Lohem Shehoharim Ha'ela B'Marav Hayarden. They were told that those mountains are on the other side, on the west side of the Yarden. The Eilech Harbei Lahalon, and it's not right after you cross the Yarden, but it's far away. Shechem is far away from the Yarden. Min Hayarden, Litzad Marav, the Lo Samach Liyarden, not near the Yarden, but once you cross the Yarden, it's far away from there. Acharei Derech Mevo Hashemesh, Umahu Mevo Hashemesh, Zu Mizrach, Shashemesh Bo Misham. Acharei means far away. The Gemara says Achar means close, and Acharei means in time far away. So here also means in place far away. Far away from the east. Koloma rochok mi mizrach al yard. Umatzah bereshis rabba kol mokum shenemer achrei muflag. Wherever it says achrei, it means far away, either in time or in place. Sheyoshev and kusim achshav hem yoshev hem. And that's talk of where the Shomronim live, right? Shehoshivan bohem sanchorev kishehigla seres hashvatim. When Sanchoriv was they took away the Aseres HaShvatim, Magla, the Megala, the Aseres HaShvatim, he put in their place in the Shomron the Kusim. Dechsi vayovo melech Ashur, vayove melech Ashur anosh mibavel umikuta umiava vayoshivan ba'ore haShomron v'hanach ore Shomron ninu. These are cities of the Shomron, right? The where Shechem is. Kiditanya, the Masnisin Shebishomron. The Mishnah says that these are in the Shomron. Tanya Logoras, the Kula Chadam Masnisa Hibisifri. This is all one Brisa. So now Omar Rebbe Elezer, Rebbe Yossi. So that is what's it called? That is Rebbe Yehuda. Omar Rebbe Elezer, Rebbe Yossi. The Dover Zeziafti Sifre Kusim. I showed that the Kusim, made their Sfarim a Ziyuf. Falsified their Sfarim. Omarti lohem ziyaftim toraschem, velo halisim b'yetchem klum. They added to the Torah words. One of them was Shechem. He said, Elon emora Shechem. They added that word to the Torah. So he said, you made the Torah, you falsified it, and you didn't add anything, because we have the same Masorah, but Torah Sheval Peh. We didn't need it to add it to the Torah Sheval Sav. Sha'atim omrim elonu morashchem, afano modim shalonu morashchem, onulam denu abigzereshove, elon mora from Avram Avinu. And you had to put an extra word in the Torah to make sure that it identified where you knew your place was, grizim, har bracha. Atem b'malatim, where did you know it from? Stam, you put it in there, right, to corroborate what you knew to be the fact, but you didn't have any source for it. We have a source in Torah Sheval Peh. Rebbe Lezer argues on Rebbe Yehuda, and he says that Har Grizim and Har Eval are a different place. Halohema be'ever hayarding, somach liyarding. The Har Grizim and Har Eval are not the Har Grizim and Har Eval where the Shomronim are. But they were, we'll see, they made Mamish a hill. They built a artificial hill right after the Yarden. The Ime Ever HaYarden VeElech Haksi V'Hoya BeAvrachem Asa Yarden. Right, it says when you go after the Yarden, and then you'll take the stones and you'll put them up, right? And Zmashon, you put those stones on the same day in Har Eval Har Grizim, and it's much farther than one day's journey. Achrei derech mevo hashemesh, makom shachama shokas. He learns mevo hashemesh doesn't mean where the sun comes from, but where the sun goes to, right? Where the sun sets, in other words, in the west. Be'eretz haknani, eretz harhu, eretz har, eretz chidihu. It's not eretz haknani, it's eretz chidi, that place. Hayoshi barova, halo bein horim ugvos hen yoshvim. Right? They're not in a rova, in a plain. They're in a place of mountains. Mul ha-Gilgal, v'halo-ro es ha-Gilgal. I mean, Mul ha-Gilgal, right? They never, it's not close to Gilgal at all. Shechem. So all these simonim don't fit the Har Grizim and Har Eval where the Kusim are. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, right, he explains this pasuk, lo bo ha-kosuv elo laharos lohen derech b'shniya k'derech elen barishelna. Einochanami, it's not describing exactly the location of Har Grizim and Har Eval. but it's coming to tell me how to go into Eretz Yisrael, just like the Anon led them by, in the Midbar. The Rabbanu Shalom now knew the Anon wasn't going to be there, so he was leading them now with directions. Derech baderech lechu velo besodos ukromim, telling them go in the highway, don't go through the kromim and sodos, through the fields and the vineyards. Hayoshe beyishuv lechu, right, go through the yishuv where there's inhabited lands, right, velo bemidboros, not in the deserts. Ba'arava lechu velo behar mukvos, but it wasn't locating and giving the simonim of where Hagrizim and Hareva were. Let's see, Rashi. So we have a machlokus where exactly Hargrizim and Har Evel were, right? Rabbi Yehuda holds it was near Shechem, and Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov say that it was, what's it called, near Gilgal, right? As soon as they crossed the Yarden. And even though there were no mountains over there, the Gemara says that they made a, what's it called, they built hills, artificial hills there, and that was Hargrizim and Har Evel.
And the people stood on that?
And the Chorah, they were able to stand. Big mounds.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, no, they have these garbage dumps that the people can stand on over here. When they had the, what's it called, the building over here, there were kids climbing on these mountains. Okay, let's see Rashi. Halohem b'bever ha'yarding, show yisrael b'midbar, nemer simoni hargrizim, we learned this already, yeah? Okay. Sifrei kusim, they have Torah Shebichsav, the Kusim, but they don't believe in Torah Bal Peh. But Ovrechem Mashma, Bo Bayom, Takim Wasavonim Bahar Evel. Mashma, as soon as you cross the Yarden, that day you're going to come to Hargrizim and Har Evel. And it's not true. Right? According to, if Hargrizim and Har Evel is near Shechem, it's much more than one day's journey. Achrei Derech, Muflug Min Hamarev. The Achrei Loshim Haflogah. It's far away from the west, right? Not far away from the east, because he learns Mavo Hashemesh means where the sun sets. V'hai Mavo Hashemesh Maravu Loshen Ki Bo Hashemesh Mokum Shashemesh Shokas Muflug Mishkiyosa V'hainu Letzad Mizrach Somach Liyardi Miyad. It's far from the west, meaning it's close to the east. So he learns just the opposite, that Hargrizim and Harevel were close to the Yarden, close to the east. But it's on the west side, close to the east, as soon as you crossed over. Eretz Haknani, Eretz Achivi, Hu, Binichusa. Right? It's not Eretz Haknani, L'chor, it's Eretz Achivi. Eino Eretz Haknani, El Eretz Achivi. Even though sometimes the Torah calls the whole, all of them, Kanani, but here, he's saying it means Kanani Mamish, and it's L'chivi. To Hashchem, Chivi Hu. Shchem was a Chivi, so you can't say it means Shchem, because if it's Shchem, it's not Eretz Haknani, it's Eretz Achivi. Because Shechem was in that area where the Chivi were. Because Shechem was Hachivi. Dechsiv, Vayovo Yaakov Shalem Ir Shechem, Uksiv Shechem Ben Chachmor Hachivi, Nesi Haaretz. So you see that Shechem was from the Chivi, not from the Knani. Hayoshev Biarova, Eino Elohorim. And I said, that area near Shechem is all mountainous. It's not a plain. So I could say Biarova. Mul HaGilgol, Rechokim Min HaGilgolim. They're not Mul HaGilgol, they're not near Nil Gilgol. They're far away from Gilgal, is right after you cross the Yarden. And Shechem is much farther away. So the Chori can't be talking about Shechem. So why were these Simonim said Bechlau? Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, Omer lo bo hakosuv, Rabbi Lezer nomi ad Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov somach, the kavosim eforish lekro. And Rabbi Lezer, who learns that it's not talking about Shechem, it's talking about the place near Gilgal, learns these psukim that it's not coming to tell me where Hargrizim and Harevel were, but how they should enter Eretz Yisrael. Kedera sheherlem rishona, v'tseisim mitzrayim v'omud anon manchosim aderech, kach bo achshav liyasher darcheim lahorosim aderech. Wants to tell them the proper way to go. Because v'tisha goli l'fonav sh'osid ha'anon lifsok, that means it's Moshe. Moshe would die, there wouldn't be any more anon. V'lo yelech im Yoshua, and the anon wouldn't go, so he wouldn't have the GPS of the anon to show him how to go. So therefore, the Rebbeinu Shem gave him simonim now how to go. Hora lohem la'achar sheyavru sayardein lichbo shesaretz yelchu derech kivusha the derech yishuv. So he told them how to go into Eretz Yisrael, not through the mountainous ways, not through the desert, not through the fields, but to go in the derech kivusha, right? The derech hayishuv, the derech eretz haknani shehi arava, the al yakifu samuch l'shvas hayardein derech eretz hachivi Shehi Horem Uvos. Don't go around the Yarden and come in by Shechem, right? Because that's too mountainous. Eli Yikonsul V'Tocha Mitzad Mariv Rochuk Min HaYarden V'Yakifu V'Yichbishu. Come in better from the west side, right, where it's a plain and where it's a regular road. Achar Shnei the Golem Yigazir. Okay, Tomer Rabbanon Ketzer Over Yisrael Seyarden V'Chol Yom Aron Osei Achar Shnei the Golem. Normally, in their normal masos, the Aron didn't go until after the first two the Golem, right? Reuven and Yehuda went. V'Hayom Nosa Tchila. Then when they went across the Yarden, the Aron went in front of all of Machne Israel. Shenemar Hini Aron Abrisa. Don't call Oritz Over Lefnechem. V'Chol Yom V'Yom. Levim nosim es ha'orin v'hayom nasuuhu kohanim. All the time the Levim carried the oron. Now the kohanim carried it. Shneamer v'hoya kinoach kapos ragli kohanim nosi oron Hashem. Tanya Rabbi Yosi Omer v'shlosha mekomos nosu kohanim es ha'orin. Three times the kohanim took the carried the oron instead of the Levim. Kishavu seyardim one. Kshehi sibu es yiricho. Second time. Ukshishziru the Makomu and Shlomo Melech put the Aron in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. After he built the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim were the ones that put it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Achar Shnei Degolim, Dechsi Beparshas Naso, Gabi Hamasos, Degolim, the first went Yehuda, then Reuven, and then the Aron. Lifneichem, Mashma, Lifnei Kulchem. Here it has to go in front of the whole Machne Israel. Bechol Yom HaYolavim, Nosim B'nei Kohos, Kedechsi B'mishmartim HaAron V'ashulchem. The Bnei Kohos, Levim, carried the Aron. And this time the Kohanim did. Kshesibu b'es Yericho, Dichsi v'yavo kol ziknei Yisrael, v'yisu ha-Kohanim es ha-Aron. V'haynu hechziru limkomo, kshehegla b'mei Eli, mitoch beis kodshi ha-Kadoshim, when the Aron was taken from Shiloh, right, in the time of Eli, shal mishkan sha'asa Moshe mishon nuto, shal mishkan nikva b'shiloh, when the Plishtim brought back the Aron that was captured in that war, and when they brought it back, there wasn't a place kavua for it. The makom kavua shahare chorav nishkan shilo v'nishtoa b'beis avinadov u'misham heviu David l'sof eskrim shana l'beis oved edom u'misham l'ir David. But they never really put it yet in a kavua place until Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash. Ad Shabana Shalom was Beis HaMikdash. Bona lo hadvir, lifni min haichel, he built the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Amatraxin, right, chotzetzes b'mokum ha-parochas. In the place where there was a parochas in the second Beis HaMikdash, or really two parochas, according to one man the Omer, there was what's it called, the Amatraxin was a wall that was built in the first Beis HaMikdash. The second Beis HaMikdash was too high to have a wall with that width. And that thickness, and therefore they put parochas instead. Vehu kirui makomu hamiyuchad, and that was the place that separated between the kodesh and the kodesh hakadoshim, between the heichal and the kodesh hakadoshim. Dichsiv ayaviu akohanim es aron bris Hashem el makomo el dvir habayis, and that's the kohanim brought it into the kodesh hakadoshim. That was the third place where kohanim carried the aron and not the levim. No, just that the psukim is not telling me what the halacha is. It's telling me how they did it, right?
The psukim say what they said.
Yeah, but it doesn't tell me what language they said it in, right? Well, I mean, it was. Maybe the Torah is just telling you, like, Paro spoke in Egyptian, but the Torah translated into Hebrew. So maybe the Levim, what's it called, said what they had to say, and it wasn't Dafke B'loshen HaKodesh, and the Torah is telling you over here, no, the way it says in the Torah, that's exactly how they said it.
What
would they use? I don't know. Aramis? I don't know. English?
Brooklyn English.